From Greenville, South Carolina, we present
Let the Bible Speak.
Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Price and Privilege of Serving Christ, part of his series in the book of Joshua. The text is found in chapter 18 and verse 7. With the conquest of the land of Canaan having been completed, the various tribes of Israel were given their portions by lot. But the tribe of Levi did not receive land. Our text in verse 7 says, But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. As Dr. Cairns has explained, the Levites represented the soul of the nation. Their presence among the children of Israel was to be a constant lesson that the most important of all the nation's blessings was not material, but spiritual. Because of the necessary activities of settling the land, there was always the danger that Israel would forget the Lord. The same situation applies to God's people in every age. In the pursuit of daily responsibilities, Christians must maintain close fellowship with the Lord through Bible reading and prayer. Also, believers must make sure their influence upon others is godly. Then, as the Levites had a special duty that only they could perform, believers must realize that God has given differing gifts to His people and that each one is important in the Lord's service. Dr. Cairns will continue the message in a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
Today's text is found in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in grace, not in one grace only, but in all grace. Grow in that root grace, faith. Believe the promises more firmly than you have done. Let faith increase in fullness, constancy, simplicity. Grow also in love. Ask that your love may become extended, more intense, more practical, influencing every thought, word, and deed. Grow likewise in humility. Seek to lie very low, and know more of your own nothingness. As you grow downward in humility, seek also to grow upward, having nearer approaches to God in prayer and more intimate fellowship with Jesus. May God the Holy Spirit enable you to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. He who grows not in the knowledge of Jesus refuses to be blessed. To know Him is life eternal, and to advance in the knowledge of Him is to increase in happiness. He who does not long to know more of Christ knows nothing of Him yet. Whoever hath sipped this wine will thirst for more, for although Christ doth satisfy, yet it is such a satisfaction that the appetite is not cloyed, but whetted. If you know the love of Jesus, as the hart panteth for the water brooks, so will you pant for deeper draughts of His love. If you do not desire to know Him better, then you love Him not. For love always cries, nearer, nearer. Absence from Christ is hell, but the presence of Jesus is heaven. Rest not then content without an increasing acquaintance with Jesus. Seek to know more of Him in His divine nature, in His human relationship, in His finished work, in His death, in His resurrection, in His present glorious intercession, and in His future royal advent. Abide hard by the cross, and search the mystery of His wounds. An increase of love to Jesus and a more perfect apprehension of His love to us is one of the best tests of growth in grace.
Jesus, I love Thee, I know Thee.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Possible for a Christian, just as the Lord knew it was possible for Israel, it's possible for a Christian to become so engrossed in things that he looks on people merely as tools or instruments to the end of achieving those things, and he forgets he's dealing with immortal souls. And his influence on those souls is something so important that God is going to hold him responsible for it. Very early this morning, I was reading in the 33rd chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And while I recognize Ezekiel's case as the watchman to Israel, is not exactly a parallel with that of the individual Christian and people with whom he comes in contact. Nonetheless, there's a message. I have made you a watchman. What is the duty of the watchman? It's to watch. It's to see things that other people don't see. It's to warn them diligently. It's to be a witness. That's the work of the watchman. Your influence on others a very vital thing, more important than the things of this life. You bring that down to your own family particularly. It's often said salvation doesn't run in the blood in the sense of running. We would say maybe today running in the genes. It doesn't come genetically from father to mother. That's true. But God normally deals in families. Look at your Bible. I believe you'll find that the covenants of God focus on families. The promises to you and to your children. God has not given his people up to potluck when it comes to seeing their children saved. We have a promise to claim before God, and we should do it. But are there not many Christian parents who live to see their families perish? Are there not many Christian parents who go to the grave of a grown-up child, an offspring, who died in sin? You may wet their coffin lid with your tears, but it's too late then. I have known fathers who never spent an hour around the Bible or the throne of God with their children. I've known fathers who were too busy at this and too busy at that and too busy at the other thing to come before God for their children and with their children. And then they lament when those children repudiate their God and die in their sin. Men and women today, your influence, especially in the four walls of your own home, is vital. May God teach us there are things more important than earthly possessions and occupations. Those earthly things are temporal. The others of which I'm speaking are eternal. Did not the Savior say in John chapter 6, verse 27, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. Labor not for the meat which perisheth. He's not saying, don't have a job. The Bible doesn't contradict itself. Paul says, if any man will not work, neither shall he eat. So you've got to work. As I said, tomorrow morning you've got to get up, you've got to face the real world with a real job, with all the pressures of that job. But when the Lord Jesus says, labor not for the meat that perisheth, he's saying, do not become so engrossed in the earthly occupation that you lose the zeal for the things that really matter. God has given us spiritual blessings and he's given us material blessings. We can only make proper use of those material blessings as we are careful to maintain the spiritual. Oh, that we would learn this. Earthly occupations are not an end in themselves. They're only a means to a greater end. Earthly possessions are not an end in themselves. They're only a means to a greater end. God has given us homes. For what purpose? To serve him. To see our family saved. To see others saved. I've told you many a time of all the blessings I've ever had in the four walls of my own home. The greatest are those times when I've been able to kneel with a sinner in my own home and point that sinner to Christ. What a joy that is. That's what sanctifies your home. The presence of the God of our salvation. God has given us our homes to win others for Christ. I've said this many and many a time, and I say it to you again. Most Christians don't recognize what God has given them in the house in which they live. There are people who would never come to a church, but you could reach through your own home. There are people that you can reach to come and meet in your home around the open page of God's Word to study the Scriptures and even to come to know the Gospel that would never accept an invitation to come to the church. There are people who are scared off immediately. They know they're talking to a pastor or a preacher. They look at him, well, he's a professional. He's got a But they look on you as a workmate or whatever. How are you to reach them? I've often cited to you the example of our brother, the Reverend Tom Tice. I hold it up to you again. I have never known a man or a woman, as his wife Lisa is just as good as Tom is at this. I've never known a couple who could take a home and use it as an instrument. Just open it up and have people in them. Open the scriptures and point them to Christ. It's the same with all your other possessions. God has not given us our possessions as an end in themselves. You know, one of the great things that's cursing the church today? It becomes a vicious circle. When a person becomes a Christian, he becomes better in every part of his life. He's a better worker, he's more diligent, everything else. He ought to be. So he becomes more prosperous. You find this, for instance, in Latin America. Sociologists and all the other pseudoscientists have been writing about it for years. That there's been a great exodus from the Roman Catholic Church. People have been coming into Protestant churches, they've been saved, and they're now upwardly mobile. And they say it's because they've got better jobs than all in Protestant did. Of course, that's nonsense. It's simply the old truth that when God saves you, everything changes. And everything changes for the better. You're going to be better in every capacity of life when you're right with God. But see what happens. You see it in churches all over America. People begin to work harder. Their jobs begin to do well. Their businesses begin to flourish. They make a little money. They put a little out in investment. And suddenly now, they've got to guard all that. And they've got to worry over all that. They spent more time reading the Wall Street Journal than they do reading the Bible. They've got to guard it. My, here's this little nest egg of mine. And they're so worried about it that it consumes them. I know people, and it used to be they would never miss a prayer meeting. I'm thinking of a particular place, a particular church, and particular people as I say this. I think of people who would have given everything to establish the work of God and see it blaze a trail for God. And today, you couldn't beat them out to a prayer meeting. You can hardly get them out to a Sunday service. And it doesn't just happen to suit their schedule. They have their quality time with their children. Of course, we can't take it off the business, but we can take it off the Lord. Is that not making a little idol out of your possessions? They're not an end in themselves. They're just a means to a greater end. Remember the lesson of the Levites. The most important of our blessings are not material but spiritual. The second lesson, that is that the Lord obviously calls different people to different types and spheres of service. All Israel were the people of God. All Israel were called to serve the Lord. There wasn't a tribe that wasn't there to serve the Lord, but each tribe's place and each tribe's type of service was unique. And we see that most clearly in the case of the Levites. I think of the New Testament counterpart of this. In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8, and then picking it up at verse 11, we read, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Now, the Lord didn't make everybody an apostle. He didn't make everybody a prophet, nor everybody an evangelist, nor everybody a pastor teacher. He made some people those things. At most, he left as the body of the saints in the church. Not as something lesser. Not as something of meaner importance or significance. I want you to understand this. We can hardly grasp it. We have got into the cult of man so much today. The preacher in the pulpit, in ultimate terms, is no more important than any saint in the pew. That's not to say there's no distinction in calling or no distinction in sphere of service. There obviously is. But a preacher without a people is a preacher no longer. A pastor without sheep is a shepherd no longer. The church is not made up of the man in the pulpit. The Roman Catholic Church has fostered that notion that the clergy are the church and you out there, you're just the faithful. More like the fools. But that's not the way it is in the Bible. The church is the body of God's people. Now, out of that body, there are some appointed to particular forms of service. Paul told the church at Rome, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Now, let's stop there for a moment. I'm very glad we have that. There are things that I must confess I don't feel any gift or ability to do. But there are others in this church who have those gifts in abundance. Be a poor church if it were dependent entirely on me. We have gifts differing according to what? The grace that is given.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.